This is Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang from Las Culturistas with Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
JBL Tour Pro 3 earbuds are for those who don't conform to the standard.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to get into some touchscreen technology, how about the smart charging case, clear sound? These are not standard things. You're only going to get them with the JBL Tour Pro 3, baby.
And I love the sound of JBL when it goes... These earbuds are packed with innovation because you can't stand out by following others.
Touchscreen smart charging case for one-touch control, instant EQ customization, true adaptive noise canceling, and the one-of-a-kind audio transmitter, which can plug and play with everything from game consoles to in-flight entertainment. What more could you want? First doesn't follow. Grab a pair at JBL.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Australia, CBS News, Scott Maiman to help me with a story about the future. CNN, Australia, which has one of the world's worst records on extinctions, announced a 10-year plan to prevent any more species from dying out in the country by protecting its most threatened plants and animals. Launching the plan at Taronga Zoo in Sydney, Australia's Minister for the Environment and Water, Tanya Plibersek, said the Labor government had a very ambitious target to conserve more than 30% of Australia's landmass by 2030. Scott, a very good evening to you. Ambition is good. This is a good thing. But I read through the list of not just the creatures, the plants and the animals and the bird life, such as this exotic gangang cockatoo, beautiful little bird. But also, it's all over your continent. We're looking at the scale of this. I'm unfamiliar. Let's stay with your Queensland. I'm told that you live in a paradise. This is a tropical paradise. So the eastern forests of far north Queensland sound like paradise within paradise. Also something called Brigalow Country. What is the attitude, the opinion of Australians living in this Wonderland? Is it honored? Is it talked about? Do they teach it in school that you've got all these strange creatures and plants that were cut off maybe 60, 70,000 years ago? Good evening to you, Scott.
G'day, John. This is something that's been a long time coming. It was even before this government came to power. It was the previous government that hinted that it would help, but didn't go into detail. Now we have a new government in place. They've got an ambitious plan, but it is a plan that probably 100 other countries around the world have already acted on, and Australia is just talking about it. Now, let's start with Taronga Zoo, a beautiful tourist destination full of our wild animals, in captivity, of course, but it's a wonderful tourist area in Sydney. So that's the place you want to go if you want to see some of our wildlife. But it is areas in Queensland, where I am in Canberra, the gangang cockatoo that you just talked about, where some of these animals and birds and so forth are significant here. But they're also concerned about being endangered as well. So this plan has been welcomed by the Australian people. Remote parts of Queensland, particularly in river communities that don't normally have a river. It's a dry river area, except for when it rains. And this river area will be flooded. These areas are synonymous with all these wildlife that are going into an endangered species kind of role at the moment. So this development has been welcomed.
Let's talk about some of these animals that are well known. The koala. It's not a bear. I understand that. I'm not going to say koala bear, the koala. My understanding that is threatened by habitat destruction. In other words, Australia prospers. You build communities. They grow. You welcome people. Everybody gets rich, but the koalas are damaged. And I'm not at all sure that putting them in a zoo is going to save them. I think the same for kangaroo. I think that they can be, they're not threatened now, but they can be because of habitat destruction. And then the greater gliders, the mountain pygmy possums. I know there's a long list here. So the question is, can they be preserved? You might be taking on something that nobody can do. We're looking at also what happens to your animals are killed by your cats and your foxes. And that's not to blame you. It's just to say that you live in a paradise and it might be slipping away. Is that an anxiety for the public? Do you hear talk shows address this matter?
Yeah, and some people may say it's a godforsaken paradise as well. We've got the best and the worst of both worlds. I mean, taking a look at just the past few years, we've had all sorts of natural disasters. These days it's flooding. Previously we had the fires, the wildfires that went through. But go back extra years. We've got land clearing. We've got those feral predators that you were talking about. The effects of climate change, the Black Summer fires, just wreaking havoc on all the natural habitats in Queensland, in New South Wales, in Victoria, in the ACT. There are some species of koala that have been extinct because of this. It's a lot being said as to what they will do, but is it too little, too late? A lot more thought has to go into this, John. Right.
Your Queensland, your home, Queensland, seems to be especially given attention because you're tropical, right, Scott? Most of the year.
Yeah, most of the states in the tropics where I am is the subtropic, just below the tropics.
But that means you've got wildlife that really isn't anywhere south of you, I think, in New South Wales or Victoria. I'm guessing because I'm looking at your climate. So In Queensland, you're burdened by this. Is it state by state they're going to take on the role? Have they talked about that? Because it's going to be expensive. It's going to require volunteers, that sort of thing.
Yeah, not enough thought has gone into this. As you have correctly stated, it is a big thing. It is only the first notification just in the past week or two that we've received about this effort to be done. And a lot of pride, lots of pats on the back over this effort. But it's a national forecast. Right. It's from their federal government. So they're going to be working with each individual state on all of these processes. And that's going to take time. But is it time that we have? We don't know. But it may be a case of being too little, too late.
La Nina is here for the third year. You also have the Indian dipole, the negative and the positive. You have surges from the Arctic. But right now, we're just going to talk about rain. Where is the worst of the rain? Is it Queensland again, or is it south of you, Scott?
John, it's a massive storm cell. It's incredible. We've already had 2 days of it. It stretches from southeast Queensland through New South Wales, which this weekend is going to cop the worst of it. What we've already seen, the worst of it, this massive storm cell goes all the way to Sydney, Canberra, and parts of the south coast of New South Wales. We're talking about 1,200 kilometres, which is incredible, which is probably, I guess, an 800-mile storm system. And it's just wreaking havoc. There's no signs of abating across the outback. One outback town received its monthly average rainfall in just a few hours. This happened on Thursday. And it's going to be very, very wet this weekend. It's cranking up, right. In excess of 3 feet of rain expected. We just can't get away from this, John. We've had weeks of it already. We've got a huge hit this weekend. But will it relent? No, it doesn't seem
and,
to want
and
to.
Brisbane, I know there are regions around Brisbane that have been so badly damaged they're not passable. But in Brisbane itself, is there flooding in the big city?
We're fortunately seeing just minor flood levels. The flooding at this point in time is nowhere near as bad as what it has been just in the past decade.
Right.
However, that could very easily change depending what happens this coming weekend.
Finally, a positive note. The price of beer. 2 glasses for $30 sounds high. Does that sound high to you?
John, it's driving me to drink.
No, is this a topic in Australia now? What is driving this? You've got the bounty of the earth. Why is the price going up?
It's because of higher taxes that have just come in, manufacturing costs, the fact that some staff are quitting their jobs, the outlets now need to attract new employees by having hiring bonuses in part of it. The average price is about $6 to $8 for a glass of beer, but not anymore. You could get yourself, you could buy a drink for you and a mate of yours, $30. People just can't afford it. It's the likes we've never seen in beer prices at the moment. To go to a pub, the only thing that we can say is the pubs really need to rethink this attitude of sticking it to their beer drinkers.
Scott Maiman, CBS News in Queensland and Canberra. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Truth is, Ohio, when it comes to broccoli salad, you got the secret ingredient on lock. Miracle Whip. You know it. Your neighbors know it. Heck, everyone from Toledo to Portsmouth knows it. That tangy zip of Miracle Whip is the reason why Ohio's broccoli salad runs circles around everybody else's and never gets winded. So here's to you for keeping it bold, keeping it zippy, and keeping Miracle Whip right where it belongs, in all your favorite recipes. Buy Miracle Whip at your local grocery store and get your tang on, Ohio.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.